Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri Electric Cooperatives. Learn how to keep your family safe around electricity by going to membersfirst.coop.
I'm Jason Taylor. Cass County deputies in western Missouri report that a body's been found in the rural town of Cleveland. The victim, who's not been identified, was in an area where missing 54-year-old Dalen Miller was last seen in August. A school district employee in eastern Missouri's St. Charles County has been accused of repeated sexual contact with a 16-year-old. 24-year-old Devin Rhodes is charged with two counts of statutory rape of a student. Taxpayers in southwest Missouri's Greene County could be on the hook for $25,000 in legal fees from an outgoing county commissioner. Bill Wise reports.
The Springfield News leader recently examined invoices from a private attorney hired by presiding Commissioner Bob Certain to represent him during an investigation by the Missouri Ethics Commission. Last August, the Greene County Commission was fined $100 for not disclosing who paid for an educational pamphlet about a sales tax ballot measure last November. Certain claims the attorney fees are a result of frivolous and unfounded complaints to the Ethics Commission, in which no wrongdoing was found. He also said that asking an employer to pay for legal fees incurred on the job is common practice. If the new fees are approved, it would bring the total amount of money taxpayers will have to pay from the incident to more than $300,000. Certain, a Republican, was defeated in his primary run for re-election after the county was billed $267,000 in legal fees to fend off the Ethics Commission investigation and Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway's demand for her office to conduct a probe.
An organization that provides support for victims of clergy sexual abuse says there are at least 113 publicly accused Catholic priests in Missouri. SNAP volunteer director David Clossy believes the number's higher.
Doesn't count, for example, the literally hundreds of priests from all over the country who've been sent for decades quietly into church-run facilities in the St. Louis area that house and treat sexually troubled priests.
SNAP wants the Attorney General to more aggressively pursue clergy abuse. A Springfield man has been found guilty of second-degree murder after being allowed to cover one of two facial tattoos with makeup at his trial. 45-year-old Jason Cumnick could serve 10 years to life with parole after claiming self-defense in the 2014 shooting of a man. A St. Louis police officer shot and critically wounded a 15-year-old boy yesterday after the boy allegedly turned toward him with a gun. The undercover officer had reportedly approached Brandon Leachman, who was last known to be in critical and unstable condition. A state audit has uncovered the former Callaway County collector in mid-Missouri redirected property tax money to cover up $300,000 in money she stole. County prosecutor Chris Wilson says local bank personnel notified county officials of unusual bank activity earlier this year.
Just enough had come to light within their own bank to put them on notice that there may be a problem. And so they came and visited with me. I immediately reached out to the sheriff. He and I went over the material and immediately contacted the FBI.
This is Missouri Net.